Thank you all for being here this morning. Thank you to those that are joining online. If you are wondering why you see the screen here, we're going to have a little bit of a PowerPoint to start. So if you're joining us online, you're not going to see anyone until we are done with the presentation here. For those of you that don't know, earlier this year, back in June, we received a grace grant from the Synod. The grace grants were a program that came out of the sale of Grace Lutheran Church just down the road in Bellevue here to help new ministries in churches throughout the Synod. And they've helped a number of churches start new ministries or improve other ministries that they have. We applied for a grant to change our current nursery space into a faith and family resource center. And so the idea behind this is that we have a space that we use for families, not only our own families on Sunday mornings and throughout the week, but it'll open it up to our community partners and other organizations in our area to be a resource for families. Our outreach team has been in the process of reaching out to these organizations to see how we can best have this space be a valuable resource for them. So it's still an ongoing process. We just got the approval the first week of June, so it's still pretty new. But we spent many, many months leading up to the application, talking about what that would look like, what it would mean, and we're going to share a little bit about with you what some of these changes might look like as we are moving along here. So if you haven't been in the nursery for a while, which is entirely possible, especially because of the pandemic, it hasn't been used for a long time. And so you can, this will give you a sense of what the current nursery space looks like. It's a little different now. We've actually had Eastside Baby Corner actually come through already and took, like almost a dozen bags worth of toys to be given to families as they welcome them into their spaces. So let's just give you an idea of what our current space is looking like here. Next slide. Yeah. So this is just an idea to give you what it would look like to have the space refreshed with some new furniture, some new paint, and a way just to have families be welcomed. It'll still be a space on Sunday mornings for families if they want to go and watch the service to live stream it into there so that if kids need to wiggle, they have a space to do that. We obviously love having kids in church, but sometimes they just want to run, and that's okay too. And so there's a safe space for them to do that. But it's also a meeting space and an opportunity for them to gather throughout the week for other parent groups, other things. Painting the walls and making them a brighter color, making it more welcoming will be key. We obviously have some resources here that we can reuse, including some of the couches in the youth room and other furniture pieces. But we will be purchasing a new TV and other things to help make that space a little more current with our technology needs. Here's that other side of the room. If you haven't been in the nursery, it's actually quite a large space. And there's lots of great opportunities to gather together. We're currently looking at possibly including, like, making that counter area that's in there in the back, since there's water access, to make it almost like a small kitchenette where there'd be a coffee maker, maybe a small refrigerator and other things, depending on how we are able to best stretch our money, as well as possibilities of including like maybe a free little pantry with one of our mission partners, or having a free library, finding funds to give away Bibles to families who don't have Bibles. Most of our families already have at least one Bible because they are given one as part of their milestones growing up. But there's lots of visiting families that may not have a Bible, and we would love to be able to write one for them. So we're still dreaming on how to best use this source, this resource. We also have, this is the floor plan. So if you don't know, the nursery space is actually quite large because there are classrooms in the back. And there's great space for gathering for parent groups to split off and to do small groups, or we could have extra gathering space together. And so there's lots and lots of options for what we can do in this space. So the floor plan here gives you an idea. There's two big classrooms in the back. One of the classrooms has a divider wall that will stay in there. So if we want to have three classrooms, we have that option. And the question that I've gotten a lot since we had our semi-annual meeting is, where is Altar Guild storage? And the Altar Guild storage will be moving down towards the current Sunday school classroom, which is just down the stairs here at the very end of the stairs. And then the Sunday school classroom, a Sunday school office, sorry, will be moving to one of the other classrooms. So the Sunday school office gets a little bit more space. And actually, the Altar Guild storage will be a lot closer. And it's really close to the elevator. So hopefully that makes everyone's life a little bit easier. And it actually brings the Sunday school office closer to most of the classrooms. One of the other big things that we're going to be doing in this space is upgrading the bathrooms. They are toddler toilets in there, so there'll be full-size toilets, which will be good for everyone. They'll include there'll be gender-neutral bathrooms, because there'll just be a toilet and a sink in there, so they'll be open to people as needed. But yeah, there's still lots of dreaming in that space, and just really excited about the possibility of not only revamping this space for our own families, but also welcoming other families from our community into this space as a way to be a resource to them and to minister to our wider community. So that's pretty much it for the slides. There's not a lot of pictures to show because we haven't done a lot quite yet. We can go ahead and end the presentation. But I'd be happy to answer any questions or talk through any other process of how we got through the grant or anything like that at this time. Any questions? I'm going to ask, if you can, we can pass the mic around. If not, I'd be happy to repeat questions. So the question was, would we be able to partner with the counseling group for family counseling? And that is one of the people we are, one of the groups we are wanting to reach out with. We're in process of reaching out to various groups, including like we have Bellevue College right across the street. So it is certainly a possibility to make that space available to them at this time if we can find a way to share that in a way that works for both everyone. Yeah, Kurt will know a lot more about that, but we are looking at fixing that. Part of that is the HVAC system in that space is pretty old, and it will be updated and be help circulate the air more readily and regularly so that it decreases some of that mildew smell. And there's other pieces that we're working on. Kurt, if you have anything else to say about that, feel free to get the mic.
Not really, just that, we're aware of that and we are upgrading the HVAC system to handle that. No, it's really just musty because it's an old building and the, ventilation was open to the crawl space, which has got open dirt. So that's where that, smell is coming from. So the question was, has the crawl space dirt been covered and somewhat, but the bigger problem is just to close off that air ventilation to the crawl space. Yeah. And we're doing that.
Those are great questions. Thank you. That is a great question. If there's any bathrooms in the area that would be ADA accessible, they would be those bathrooms. I'm not sure what the door width is for that, but that is something we can certainly explore as we look into things. Other questions? I'm sure I'm not missing anybody online. As we continue with this project, we'll have more updates in various forms, whether it's through a form like this or through the newsletter article or through our social media pages. So make sure you're, if you want to see what we're doing or you want to get more information, that'd be a great way to do that. You know, obviously we don't want to take up every single forum space on Q&A about the new Faith and Family Resource Center, but we will certainly keep everyone updated as we go along, and you'll hear requests for things and other pieces as we go along. If you don't know, the grant that we received was for $6,000, which is a very substantial amount of money, but it also, there's some pretty significant upgrades to our HVAC system that's going to be costly. And so if we, depending on how big we want to dream for this space and how much we want to reach into the community, there may be other asks beyond that as well. As far as I'm aware, there isn't any groups currently using the space. And if I'm wrong, I'd be happy. The space will be open to groups. It'll be another usable space, but I don't know of any current groups using that space.
So the toys, we're hoping that some of you will stay behind and help us sort and clean that later today. Regarding the other thing, even before the pandemic, was no longer meeting in there. So we are opening invitations to these kinds of groups. And if that newly configured space doesn't work for that particular group, we'll find them another space.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of the reason that this whole piece sparked with the nursery is that having the conversations that with families and other members in the congregation, it became pretty clear that the nursery space hadn't been really used in many, many years, even before the pandemic. And it's a great space. It is in a great location in the building. And it's a great way to bring some new life into an old space. And we want to take advantage of the resources that we have, including the wonderful property we have here, and make it a resource for all of our families. Other questions? These are great. Or suggestions. We would love, if you have any suggestions, we have obviously a number of mission partners and community organizations that we partner with that focus on families. But if there's others that you know of that you think would benefit from being able to use a space like this, you can talk with me about that. Send me an email, call me. And we can try and reach out to these organizations to see if they would like to partner with us in this new space. We also invite, for those of you that didn't see the announcement previously, people to stay behind. We're going to be doing a couple of projects after we're done here. We're going to do some sorting in the nursery space to sort toys. We have a large accumulation of toys that have built up over the years, and we're going to sort through those ones that we would think are valuable still to keep, ones that are still in good shape that we can donate. And there are some that just need to find a home in what my teachers growing up would call the rectangular pile and just need to be either trashed or recycled. So we'll be doing that work. And then we also are going to start the process of moving the Sunday Church School office down the hall. So we have two big projects that we're working on today. And if anybody's has the time and the energy to stick around and help out, that'd be greatly appreciated. So one last question.
I can't resist sharing this, and jump on if I'm wrong about some of this, but it's my understanding that that portion of our building was the very original, is that right, 7-Eleven station? That was moved over here, and it was Sunday school spaces that were disconnected from the rest of the facility for a number of years. And then when we did the educational addition, they added on the counseling offices and tacked that building to the rest of the building. And years ago, I used to teach VBS classes in what is now Kurt's garden storage, tool storage area. And it was sometimes it was very warm, and we thought we had it really made down there because it was really cool. Is that correct?
Mostly correct, yes. So when the congregation first formed, As the congregation has been told, they were originally meeting in the tavern down at the bottom of the hill, the Hillside Inn, cafe and cocktail lounge. And then they built that building separately where the Shell station is now. And they built that in about 1956 while they were forming the congregation and raising money to build the sanctuary here. And then, so that one, not only those back three classrooms, but the main large area was the sanctuary where, Pastor Clinton, held Sunday services in there. And then we have some pictures of him holding some worship services in there. And so the building just sat there, and that was before that 148th ended further north, and that was still part of our property. But then 148th came through, we sold that other part to the Shell station, and the Shell, when they built that, that building was still there, and they offered it to us. And so we bought that little building for a dollar and then moved it over here. And it, and then later it got connected, but it was a freestanding building here. So the bones of that building go back to 1956. Yeah.
That is quite impressive. It is a lot of history. Any other questions or comments? I don't want to cut things short. There wasn't a lot of information here. I just wanted an opportunity for everyone to hear, you know, part of the process of how we got to where we were. And this was a lot of conversations took place before even getting the grant out. Conversations with the discipleship committee and with Sunday school and Carolyn Ferris and Kurt and Pastor and others, being a part of that conversation as to how can we best serve our community and take advantage of a really great space. So thank you all. Feel free to finish up your food here. We're gonna, you know, get some cleanup done in here as we finish up, and then we'll start heading down into the Sunday Church School office and to the nursery to start organizing and moving things. So if you're wanting to help out, that'd be great. Otherwise, thank you for coming. Thank you for being a part of this, and we hope you enjoy your day.